Blog Talk Radio.
Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings in the morning, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the J. King Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. With me and my co-host, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis.
What's up? Happy holidays.
Robert Redwine.
Good morning, America. Hello, global internet world.
And ladies and gentlemen, coming to the microphone is an icon and a legend. He's a radio show host who needs a freak.
You guys are real short and brief today. The fuck's going
on? He's a pimp, player, and
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
When it comes to getting his money.
Okay, give me my money.
Money.
He's the Mac Daddy of all Mac Daddies, and he's the Daddy Mac of all Daddy Macs.
That didn't sound too convincing when I asked for my money, did it?
Hey, give me my damn money!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about none other than
Run it.
Our leader.
Kick it out the ballpark.
Our general manager.
Swim from side to side.
Our program director.
Wave the American flag.
Our head honcho.
I mean, give me my money, man. Shit.
Our chief MF.
Hey, man, MF. Hey.
Our Sambo.
Our Negro. Hey, Negro.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for our Negro Sambo, Mr. Lynn Tolliver Jr.
Jigaboo juice. I'm selling Jigaboo juice. All aboard. I'm selling Jigaboo juice. You know, today is the 71st anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say of Jigaboo juice.
Of Jigaboo juice. Now, Jigaboo juice just came out. It comes in like two sizes, 12 ounces, 16 ounces, and a whole gallon of that junk. Jigaboo juice. It makes your lips big.
Don't be without no juice, Jigaboo.
Jigaboo juice.
It really is the 71st anniversary of Pearl Harbor?
71st anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Four more years, Lynn. Four more years. And then they're going to start giving up the dirt on what really happened.
At Pearl Harbor?
Mm-hmm.
It's always something, ain't it?
You
know,
what they do is
they let you know shit, you know, like
after everybody's dead.
Exactly. Well, they can't get no dispute.
Well, what they do is this, Lynn. They know that the world changes every 75 years, that we're in a brand new world. So once an event becomes 75 years old or older, you know, all the people that it would have affected are either dead or so feeble that it don't matter.
Right.
Unless they're Jewish. Now, don't do nothing to them Jews.
they have retribution, buddy.
They will get your ass. So this is what's going to happen. In four more years, you're going to learn all the dirt.
Okay.
And then, let me see, when did John Kennedy got killed? In what, 62?
62, November 22nd, I think.
Okay, so I'm just out the womb. I'm probably just starting to walk because I probably was an early walker.
Yeah.
Knowing me.
I walked out the womb. I
probably did.
I'm here, y'all, motherfucker.
62, 72, 82, 92, 02, 12, 22, 32, 2037 is when they're going to tell us the truth about John Kennedy.
If I live, man, I'll be 87.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, and at that age, you're like this. Hey, you know what happened 87 years ago? You know, 75 years ago? What? the truth about President Kennedy, it wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald. Ah, who gives a shit now? Shit, I can't take a shit.
And I would be 75. I would be 75.
Yeah. You trying to, like, sneak up on me and shit.
I'm trying to make up.
The only way you're going to catch me is dead. You know, you can catch me dead. But as long as I'm still alive, you'll be 12 years behind me in age.
Nigga, if you going to catch me, you going to be dead. Well, so in 2037, we're going to find out the truth about John F. Kennedy. But it won't matter.
It won't matter.
It won't matter because in 2037, the world, John F. Kennedy will be old news.
Hey, check this out. They just released the Watergate tapes. Is it 75 years on that one?
No, but Watergate, it had already got divulged. And we still don't know everything. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, they just give you, they give you what they give you. You know, hey, let's give them something decent. We got to give them something, and they gave, you know, and then they really couldn't hide. See, Watergate was one of those things that got exposed, though. You couldn't hide it. You know, if they had hid it from then up until now,
yeah,
we still wouldn't know about it.
Right.
They still keep it under the rug because Nixon, you know, would have went down as one of the greatest presidents ever. Robert, I baked some chicken this morning.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
What did you bake it?
I woke up this morning. I just said, you know what? I'm gonna bake some chicken so I can.
Is that the oven door?
Yeah.
Hey, check this out. Hey, man, who invented the fucking oven, man? We would be like screwed up if we couldn't bake things.
Man, I bake that damn chicken. It's all in the seasoning, though.
Of course, with everything, especially fish lovers. You know, if you're a fish lover, you don't love fish. You love the way it's prepared.
Right.
Because you eat that shit without that butter dip for shrimp. Eat that stuff without any, you know, like sauce, dipping sauce or, you know, cocktail sauce or any of that. Just eat that, like you just stick the shrimp in, boil it, and then eat it. And see how delicious it is. You know, and shrimp and delicacies like that, they're bottom feeders. They're eating shit. You know, and now I understand why shit is in chicken, because chickens eat shit. You know, and then it's like the whole thing. Let me tell you, y'all laughing shit, but shit. You know, there's too much shit, man. Hey, and you know, people say like this, man, that shit was good. You know what they say that shit? Like this. Who cooked this shit? You know that thing? Yeah, man. Hey, put some gravy on that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, that shit talk by Lee Howard.
That talk show shit. 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 Man. You might as well just throw that shit straight from the, you know, like you cook it and then just toss that shit in the toilet. Because it's going to turn to shit anyway. Especially with his own shit helpers. Like, you know, Gravy Train makes his own gravy. Lots of Food makes his own shit. Yeah, and it took me a long time to realize that, you know, when I was eating meat, that juice was blood from the steak.
Wow. And you liked that blood, didn't you?
Man, I ate that shit up. Yeah, I'd be a vampire for that. Hey, man, steak tastes good, man. You know, people said, why are lions tearing into that shit like that?
Delia just sent me a text and said, you're having a really shitty show.
Well, shit, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what all this shit talking did for me.
What? It made you take a shit, right?
Flash it.
I'm on it right now while I'm sitting down here. You know, Robert, you know when you have a good one, it's when you don't have to push. You notice I'm sitting down I'm
no
taking
grunts,
it.
No grunts needed.
I'm not, you don't feel me. When you're doing that, that's not good.
Yeah, hey, do animals grunt when they shit?
Sometimes you can see them grunting, and you see it on their face and everything, you know.
Most of the time, though, they just shit like no, it ain't
just,
nothing.
Because
they're eating the right thing.
Just so you guys know, I'm not cursing. I'm in documentary mode because of the subject we're talking about.
Documentary mode. Yes, indeed. Fuck shit. You know, you cocksuckers and all that shit. You know, I'm in documentary mode. Look, check this out. Remember Scared Straight?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, that show came on, and these prisoners were cursing. I'm thinking, what channel is that, man? I was in Chicago. I said, what channel is that? He said, man, that's a network channel, CBS. I said, CBS? You know, wow, they're cursing. Man, they're saying shit and motherfucker and all this shit. And I'm thinking, how can they do that? Documentary. And I'm thinking, what's the difference? You know, I'm not listening in documentary. They may be talking in documentary like this. I'm going to read this chapter from this book. You know, literature you can say like this. Jack said, hey, fuck that shit, man. Y'all got to take your motherfucking ass down the street. Well, how come you can do that? Because it's in a book.
Yeah, that's documentary.
Yeah, hey, documentary, man. Like this. Hey, teacher,
Robert,
yeah,
Robert,
documentary.
You don't have to be in documentary mode. You just have to be in ignorant-ass mode.
Shit, you're like
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Hey,
fuck
teacher. Hey, teacher, documentary mode. I didn't do my fucking homework, motherfucker. Oh, okay.
You know,
right,
I just want you guys to know that this show is not going to make it to network. Between you and Robert, Lynn, because Robert just been cussed crazy this last
year.
Has
he? That's not true. Everything's on. Hey, cable, we on HBO or Cinemax.
Fuck them.
That's all he says.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, this is what I'm getting ready to say.
He's got Tourette's.
Hey, nobody can do a show on the shitter. You know, Tom Joyner don't do his show on the shitter. You know, Steve Harvey don't do his show on the shitter. Jay, you know, any of us can do the show on the shitter.
I'm doing a show on the shitter right now. I'm on the
yeah,
shitter
that's what
right
I'm
now.
Saying. How many Flash people it. Can do like this? You can't go to your factory job or deliver mail on the shitter. You can't like this. You can't like, hey, what are you doing? I got a porta potty that I attached to my ass. And I'm walking around delivering the mail.
Right. Because
you can't do
right
it.
Now,
you can't, like a mailman can't do it in a truck or a milkman. You know,
you don't know how
guy,
relaxing it is, Lynn, to be able,
is.
Like, I'm not rushing it. I'm just on the shitter. You know how, I, like, the first batch came out, right?
The first batch. Like with Cookie.
Yeah, but now the little batches are coming out.
Kids think
like
you're crazy, man.
No, I'm just saying. It just right now, it's just like easing out. I'm on. I'm doing this show.
Easing
I'm
out.
I'm looking at my Grammy.
He's on.
You got
Grammy
your Grammy in the bathroom?
No, my Grammy ticket information for the 55th
okay.
annual Grammy. They just sent me because you know when you're a member like I am, and when you're a voting member like
high
I am,
highfalutin Negro.
And compared to you, Robert, anybody's highfalutin. But yes, in your eyes, I am. But anyway, so I can get up to 6 tickets.
Okay.
And the highest price ticket, you know, which is the platinum ticket, that's where you're sitting on the floor, is $1,000.
Uh-huh.
Robert so,
wants 4. Oh yeah, babe.
Yeah. The problem is, Robert, you got to pay for them.
Why is that, KJ?
Because that's why that's
they gotta make money. Shit,
you know the Grammy ain't free. When you see people at the Grammys, they now if you want a gold ticket, which is it's $300. I mean $400.
What do you sit?
You sit just above the floor seats, and then the silver tickets are $300, and then the bronze tickets are $150. If you want to go to the after party.
Yeah.
$200.
Okay, so now it's $1,500, $250, and $150.
Yes.
And $200 for the after party.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And they should give you a couple of tickets free for just giving that information out on the show.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. Now, I can only get 2 platinum tickets.
Are you still shitting?
Yes.
Wow. And I couldn't even tell.
You know why you can't? Because I'm not doing a lot of pushing. See, when you push, that's when you know how people get hernias and stuff?
Salt and pepper shit.
All that damn pushing. Yeah.
Push it
good.
Stop
pushing. If you eat good, Robert, you don't have to do a lot of pushing. You just got to just relax.
What vegetables, fruits, and fibers and foods? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I eat, and I've just been doing a lot of pull-ups lately.
And does that help your shit too?
I think so. I think you know. I think whenever you exercise, it helps your bowels to move easier.
You know something? I do a lot of pull twos. You say pull ups, I pull two. You know, I pull my ass right up to that motherfucker table. Pull it, you know, pull two. Pull to the table. Hey.
Pull up to the table, Lenny.
Hey, check this out. You know, people talk about sex a lot, and they show porn and, you know, sexual exploitation and all that kind of junk. But nobody talks about shitting. I bet you if they did. No, listen, I'm not talking about, you know, them muff eaters, and I'm not talking about no bullshit like that.
Right.
You know, because I did a skit with the devil, and the devil said, you shit eaters are one floor below hell. So, but I'm talking about, if you talked about it, what to eat right, you know, the world wouldn't be, I bet you, the world wouldn't be half as sick as it is now.
You know what, and I'm going to tell you, you're right, Lynn. In the morning, before I go to bed, I take apple cider vinegar with Mother.
Okay.
When I wake up in the mother, I take
apple cider
vinegar with Mother.
When you wake up in the mother. Wow.
No. This show is shitty. This is a shitty show, man.
Robert, shut up before I put you on mute. Now, I like leaving your mic open, but I will put you on mute. I have my iPad in here
with
me.
Well, fucking mute me then, King J. Fuck it.
He done got all, he must have his pantyhose on.
Well, no, he been drinking. He been getting high.
I understand.
And you know what? But what I do like, Lynn, is that he said, you know what, mute me, King J, because he knows that he know when he's been high. He might be getting high right now.
He might.
And, you know,
shit.
And because that crack pipe really, you know, and then you got to think about it, Lynn. Here you are, you're a recovering drug addict, a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah.
And you got 1 foot in the closet, 1 foot out. You know,
that calls for a drink, huh?
Yeah, and hey, Lynn, and then you can wear a thong backwards and it fits.
That
you know,
calls for another drink, right?
Yeah, oh, there's a lot going on. So we'll keep him on mute for a little while because it's not like, I mean, when you think about it, when has Robert, I mean, there are only a few occasions when Robert has added any real substance to the show.
Well, you heard Bernadette Cooper yesterday said she thinks she's a funny guy.
Yeah, Lion. I am a funny guy, and you've got the devil in your butt. You and King J, you both have the devil in your butt, and you know, fuck them. See, if I want to be, I mean, I can be Robert Redwine. We don't need him. Whenever,
hey, check this out. You sounded just like it, especially when you close it off with fuck them.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I could actually be a better Robert Redwine for this show than he could be.
The dude would
if we lost him, it wouldn't matter. Because I would just, whenever we needed him, I would just do Robert Redwine. Then people would say, you know, people would call in, do Robert Redwine. And it would be funny. But we wouldn't have the disturbance if I did that. So keeping him on mute. At this point, it's a plus for me. Now what he did, now he didn't got on my poo-poo list.
Your poo-poo list.
Yeah.
He said
now, let
he
me,
just came at you rough, man.
Now, Robert, hey, listen, on the phone, Robert can come at anything rough. Robert don't want no parts of me rough, soft, or anything in the middle. Because it'll be too much for him.
One final test. Can you breathe and suck snot?
What are you talking about?
don't think we need Robert anymore.
Now, I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you. Now, that right there part I'd have to work at. You know, I can't just, because, like, I had to literally take my mouth and put it to, ooh-wee.
T-mail to Brown Beasley.
Huh?
That's a T-mail to Brown Beasley.
Now, see, now you, and, you know, when you in the bath, when you, now, you got to wash your hands for real. You can't just do that little. I see people in the bathroom that make me mad. Like when I'm out at the airport.
Yeah.
And people using the bathroom and they just kind of run their hands in the water. And I just look at them.
You got to use soap and shit.
You little nasty sap sucker.
Hey, do you ever watch people cook?
No, not really. But sometimes, yeah. You know, if I want to know what they're cooking. And I want to learn how to make it. I'll watch them.
Do you watch their etiquette? You know, if they have to go to the bathroom.
Hey, I will tell somebody in a minute, nigga. Don't be touching my food. No, because I wash my hands after everything I do. As I'm doing it, I'll probably use 20
paper towels
because I'm washing my hands every time. You know, that's what I'm telling too. Yeah, you know.
It's normal.
Whew, I know one thing. I'm going to tell y'all right now.
You feel better, don't you?
Man, it was, because, you know, I had taken, you know, I took the apple cider vinegar. I took, you know, and I ate a pear this morning.
Okay.
And with my pear.
What was her name? What was the name of her? You ate a pear.
It was a pear. That was
a real pear.
Hey, think this. I bet you, you know, when you book.
Oh, Brown Beasley's here.
Yeah, that's what I
did. Emailing it. Right on, Brown Beasley. What's happening?
Hey,
I like Brown Beasley. I'm not gonna lie.
Because
you know,
he's feisty, or she's feisty, or whatever.
What do you want, Carl?
Uh-oh.
What
Carl
is that?
King in the building.
What is this? What is this? A gift from who? Why are you giving me a gift? You think this is a Christmas gift? You give me a plastic cup with some chocolate in it, and this is a... No, hell no. I'm black. I want a real gift. Don't be getting one of these white people gifts.
A skimp prize.
Are you sure that's chocolate?
You want tickets to the Grammys? Write the check. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I got it.
Are you sure that's chocolate?
What you talking? Yeah, no, it's chocolate kisses, goofball. The candy.
Okay.
Let me see if Robert want to act right. If he don't, we'll get him back on mute, and I'll be Robert for the rest of the show. Are you acting right?
Oh yeah, babe.
You sure?
Oh yeah, babe.
All right, because I'll put your ass. I will put your ass on mute in a New York second.
Hey, now what time is Steve Arbuckle supposed to be on the show today? That was yesterday, right?
Was Fatty Arbuckle coming on the show?
He was supposed to have been on the show yesterday.
For what?
To play dominoes.
Oh, no, he ain't coming.
He ain't coming.
Now, I'm not going to believe him no matter what he says now.
Yeah, old Reg gave me a call yesterday. He said he's going to try to call in.
Now, Rock Miner said, are you going to see Bilal tonight in Hollywood? I went to see him last night in Oakland. It was amazing. No, I'm not going to see him. I don't go out. Why would I go see Bilal in Hollywood? I don't know who Bilal is, but I ain't going to see him. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to see tonight. You know what I'm going to see tonight, Lynn?
Your pillow?
That girl, right? Oh, Snoresville.
Yeah.
Are you in Sacramento?
No. I'm in L.A. Today we have a meeting with the R&B Divas. Producers for Karen White.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Yeah.
Tell her to walk around on the show with a box of graham crackers.
Cool. What would that mean? What would that mean to you?
First of all, graham cracker, if a black woman came over and put the vagina on him, he'd run because he ain't seen nothing like it before in a long time. And that snapper, boy, you know what that snapper would represent to you, Johnny?
Mm-mm.
Sunshine. What? That damn sunshine.
Oh, you're having me calling my wife. Oh, have a nice life.
I'm not coming home.
I'm not never coming home.
I mean, I do love great music, Rachmaninoff, but I don't. It's got to be in a certain setting. Even when Karen performed at R&B Live the other night, I stayed outside until she performed because I don't even like it. My whole demeanor changes. I'll be ready to fight in case somebody says something wrong. I mean, I got a whole, because you got to put on a whole other thing, and then I'm too old to be out like that. And it's just.
Hey, check this out. A hospital receptionist fooled by Middletown prank.
You know what? She killed herself, Lynn. I was going to tell, you know, she committed suicide.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait for
the story. That's just like a little teaser. I was just, you know, scooting around on the internet, and I saw that. And I'm thinking, wow.
Yeah. It's part of the
J. King Newsreel.
The J. King Newsreel, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, just sometimes do we go too far? Was there something else going on in her life that we didn't know about? I guess we might as well.
J. King's Newsreel.
It's a tragic twist in a story that made headlines earlier this week after news broke of Prince William and Duchess Kate's pregnancy. The nurse who took the prank call at the hospital treating Katie Middleton, Duchess of Cambridge, for acute morning sickness is understood to have committed suicide. The woman reportedly picked up the phone to a pair of Australian DJs earlier in the week who called the hospital pretending to be the Queen of England and Prince Charles. Robert, why is that funny to you?
I'm sorry, King Dick.
Why is that funny?
Yeah, I'd like to know, why is that funny?
Because it reminds me of King Jay calling people up and doing pranks, man. And one of the people would have killed herself.
You know what? That is kind of funny. Because you know what, Robert? I'm going to tell you what's funny about that, because I'm going to give Robert some credit here.
Okay.
What's funny is, if I was thinking the same thing, I'm fooling with people, and I done killed somebody on accident. The royal family issued the following statement on the news of the British nurse, Jacinta Saldana. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are deeply saddened to learn of the death of Jacinta Saldana. Their royal highnesses were looked after so wonderfully well at all times by everybody at King Edward VII Hospital, and their thoughts and prayers are with Jacinta's family, friends, and colleagues at this very sad moment. So I wonder, let me see if I can find some history on her. Jacinta, you know, she said, you know, I'm going to tell you something. If we were in the United States, I would think she was black. You know, Jacinta.
Maybe the royal family killed her, King Jay, for giving up too much information.
No, the royal family. Yeah, that's cold. They kill her, and they issue a statement.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Forgive me. God rest her soul. On the rim.
It's not impossible, gang.
Yeah,
it's not. I mean, you see what they did to Princess Di. I still think they had something to do with Princess Di. Snuffed out.
Yeah.
The queen said, "Oh, that little bitch is going to try to upstage my son?" And with an edit, no doubt. Off with her face. Do her in. I don't care how it's done. I just want it done now, and I do not want it to touch the palace. Now, get to getting.
Hey, you look good coming in on the Olympics. I just wanted to tell you that, Queen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lynn Tulliver. I am the Queen of England. I am the Queen of England.
Yeah, you look good flying. you look so wonderful with Daniel Craig and all that. That was just like, oh my goodness,
Daniel,
I couldn't believe it. I'm thinking,
I love the Daniel Craig. He is a great actor. I like him as the 007. He can be my Bond man any day. The Queen is no longer capable.
Hey, Judy Dench might fight you for him, but, you know, good luck on that, because he's the best Bond ever to me. So, but, hey, just wanted to say hi to you and just move on. And thanks for checking out the show, Queenie.
Oh, I love the Kings in the morning. I wake up to it with my morning tea with crumpets, and all of my servants are around me. Tit-tit-tit! I'm with the Kings. Tit-tit-tit! They're getting out now. Okay, I don't want to obstruct your program any longer. I'm going to mute myself, unlike Robert Redwine, who can continue to disrupt my program. Toodaloo.
See you around now. Till the next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Queenie.
Like
can
that,
you believe it, Jay? Queenie was on. Where were you at, man? Queenie was all up in this piece, man.
I was listening to her, man. I just, you know, when the queen speaks, the king listens. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
you
want to
get?
I bet you won't mute her.
You don't want to get crowned, right?
No way, Jose.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Cool.
So, wow. So she, you know, she checked out on us. The nurse checked out, but maybe, you know, if I don't know, maybe people are making fun of her. You know, sometimes people can't take it, man. You know, sometimes people can't take it. Let's see. We can confirm, Executive Lord, this is a tragedy. Jacinta was a first-class nurse who cared diligently for hundreds of patients during her time with us. She really will be greatly missed. She just blew it on this particular call, and we had to check her out. That ain't what it said, but.
you know what? You ought to have, like, some made-up news.
Yeah, I should, huh?
Yeah, you should have, like, some made-up news. You could have, like, this. Here's some news. Blah, 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 blah. That's my story. Here's the real story. You know, like that. That's my story. Here's the real story. Or the other way around.
So this is what happened. The guys who did it, they apologized for doing the prank, but then they went to Twitter and bragged about it.
Wow!
So you know, I'm sure you know it was embarrassing to the hospital. So I'm sure they really went hard on her. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure, you know, they took it to the white meat on her. They didn't just cut her. They cut her deep. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you get cut to the white meat, Lynn.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no coming back. Let me see if we can find the prank call. Let's see if we can find it.
Why did you just do it? So, anyway. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, we can call
it
England.
Is it me? It is the queen. I'd like to know how my granddaughter-in-law is doing. Oh, one second, please. Hold on. Dang. Okay. First of all, Brown Beasley, I'm not hurrying up. Now I'm not doing it. Because you don't know how to be cool. See, I was going to do it, but you just blew it.
What did Brown Beasley say?
Hurry up.
Yeah, that was kind of rude, BB.
Now you find it. You want to listen to it. You like to hear it. You find it.
Prank him.
Then tell your own ass. And I,
because you heard nigga after that. You heard, hurry up, nigga.
I might have, Lynn. That right there, that shut me all the way down.
You know, because some people could not, not say something and you hear it loud as day. Or they could write something and you know that they're using nigga in there somewhere. They were thinking nigga when they wrote it.
Nigga, 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 nigga.
Hurry up, nigga. Shit.
Now, let me tell you guys something. I got some sad news. This is, so a few days ago, my sister calls me. And when, you know what, and I don't know, but whenever Terry calls me, I'm always worried. And most times it's nothing to worry about. She's just calling me, you know. But this time she called me to tell me that my aunt, Sharon, died.
Wow.
Yeah, she died of lung cancer.
Sorry to hear that.
And, you know, and it's so funny how I deal with death. I just kind of push it out my mind.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing to do with it, you know what I mean? I just,
yeah.
Because, you know, it. Anyway, so my Aunt Sharon, 62 years old.
Wow.
Same age as my mother when she passed. And I believe my Aunt Wanda died at 62 or 63. She was either or. And my Aunt Lois died at 59.
Gee.
Yeah. Hmm. So there's only, so, and, you know, then my Uncle Michael died at 53.
Wow.
And my Aunt Zeb died at either 70 or 72. And he had cancer. My Uncle Michael died in his sleep. And all, so there's only two left. My Uncle J.R., who was in Vietnam, who was blown up in a mine. And I remember my mother, I remember being a little boy, my mother being at the table, because my mother raised my Uncle J.R. and my Uncle Willie and my Aunt Sharon. She raised them. She was the older of that batch of kids, my Uncle Michael, my Uncle Willie, I don't know I just lost my train of thought.
Were you reading? Were you multitasking?
Yeah, but my Aunt Lois, I believe, was 59. So all of my brothers and my mother's. Oh, I know what I'm saying. My
what?
Uncle. J.R. was, you know, my mom was at home one morning, and somebody knocked on the door, and she gets a telegram, which is weird, you know, to say, because that would be weird today. You don't get telegrams, you get emails or
right.
text messages. She got a telegram, and it said that my uncle had been in this explosion, and, you know, and it was seriously injured in Vietnam. And she was sitting at the table drinking some coffee, crying. And I remember it vividly. And my mother was the anchor to our family. And my aunt Sharon really loved my mom. She became a nurse because my mom was a nurse, I believe. And so anyway, she died a few days ago. So.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, Keith.
Yep.
But Terry's carrying the mantle, right, King J?
Yeah, but, you know, I worry about Terry.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because Terry smokes, you know, just like my mom smoked. You know, Terry's 53, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's a concern, you know, it's a concern. I worry about my sister Dion. You know, she's kind of sickly sometimes lately. And then
yeah.
My sister Kim had asthma her whole life. You know, she continues to have asthma as we speak. So, you know, I always worry about my sisters, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, but what I realize is this, and I learned this from my mom so well. Ain't nobody going to make it out of this alive.
Yeah.
And you got to give everything you can while you're here. You know. You got to give everything you can while you're here. You got to make every day count while you're alive. You cannot afford to waste a day, because life don't last long enough for you to waste one.
Yeah.
It really don't. So, you know, and whatever, you know, people, you know, I did a show, Lynn, the other day on the 1%. And people, you know, by the end of the show, I know people thought I was talking about, you know, the 1%, the people with the money, you know, that in the music business, these are the people that get rich. And I wasn't talking about that 1%. I was talking about the 1% of the people that keep their character. The 1% of the people that keep their sanity. The 1% of the people that know this is just a job, and even though they make it to the heights, they don't let that define them. that 1%. And you know, and value to me ain't in money. Value ain't in dollars. Value is in people. It's in spirit. You know, you guys don't know Susan Snyder personally, but I do. And, Lynn, I'm going to tell you what Susan Snyder does. When I go to my sister's house, I always have some kind of basket from or bag from Susan Snyder of ginger for me, for, you know, to help me with my cold. I got to let me go see what she got up in here right now. That's rich to me. That's why that's what makes me so rich. You know, Verinda called me, texted me yesterday to check on me. You know, Laker girl told me, Jay, you're right. From now on, I'm going to say you're right all the time. That's valuable.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Because I told her that Dan Tony was a bum coach and she didn't want to listen to me. But now she's listening. So I got this ginger tea with honey. I got these Halls. Boy, I love this. She buy this ginger. I don't know where she get it from, but she buy these little ginger candies that you can just suck on, and it helps. You know, it helps me with my throat and everything. And I think it's why I don't get sick. So, you know, there's people out here who got a ton of money, unhappy. Wake up in the morning, unhappy. Go out all day, buy everything they want, do anything they want to do. When they go to sleep, unhappy. Those people are poor. You know, when I look at my sister, when I Terry, she's always laughing. She's jovial. She's rich to me. Six, I says, one day I will have you on my show. That's value. You missed it again, Jay. No, Six, I don't miss it. You got to call me because I do a number of things. And if you don't remind me of the show, you don't send me anything because when I have guests on, I remind them. I make sure they're going to be there because I know that guests have a lot of things going on. I don't have a publicist. I would get Robert to be my publicist, but he'll take all the publicity.
No way, Jose.
I'm gonna give y'all a blast to the past.
Here we go. Politico.com is claiming that at least two women accused Kane of inappropriate behavior way back in the early 1990s. However, the article conveniently leaves out very key details. But that's not surprising, considering the left-wing media has a lengthy track record of breathlessly attempting to take down Republican presidential candidates while shamelessly protecting their Democratic friends. Like, for example, John Edwards, who ran for president twice, but news of his affair, his love child, were only exposed by a National Enquirer investigation that was after the campaign had ended. Joining me in studio with much more on the double standard, the author of the New York Times huge, massive bestseller, Demonic, Ann Coulter is here. Last time on the program, called me a gossipy old woman and a brat, and because I like your boyfriend.
To the enjoyment of everyone in this room.
Yeah.
It's true. Okay, now back to Herman Cain.
Well, let's stay on this topic. All right, go ahead.
Look, the important point is, as we have all suffered through for the last 3 years, any criticism of Obama from Donald Trump, the Tea Party,
racism.
People who don't like Obamacare is, oh, you must be racist. No, I think we're upset because he's wrecking the country. Maybe that figures into it. We're against socialized health care. This is why liberals detest conservative blacks. I mean, they harangue blacks and tell them you can't be a Republican, you can't be a Republican. It is so hard for a black to be a Republican. And then when we don't have that many Republicans or blacks showing up at a Republican event, oh, you have no blacks there. Well, maybe if you weren't haranguing them so much. In any event, this is now the second time a conservative black has had outrageous and what appear to be
false
allegations of a sexual nature leveled against him by the left, Clarence Thomas, of course. And it's ironic because these sexual harassment laws, ironic in a cruel, vicious, horrible way, civil rights laws were designed to protect blacks from Democrats, from Democrat laws, from Democrat segregators, from Democrat governors, and Democrats in the White House wouldn't protect them. That's why we have civil rights laws. From that, you get the anti-discrimination laws and the sexual harassment laws. Now you got liberal women using laws to protect blacks in order to attack conservative blacks with these vicious, outrageous charges.
You know, that's why I went through the list of comments by liberal women that protected Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
But wait a minute. But then they were all outraged about Clarence Thomas. Think of the just absolutely vicious comments that mutual friends of ours, conservative African-Americans in this country, go through hell.
Yep.
And
okay.
The
most
vile, vicious names.
Right.
The media
I just wanted you guys to hear a little Ann Coulter, because you know what Ann Coulter is saying now, Lynn? We lost.
What are they saying?
Ann Coulter now is saying, we lost. Get over it. We lost.
Is she saying that now?
Yeah, she's saying, get over it, because this was her a while back. You know, obviously, Herman Cain. You know, we found out that Herman Cain did dip the doodle stick.
Dip the doodle stick. Hey, now, what made her
change? My, oh, my, dippity-doodle stick.
Was it Marge Bush? Was that the beginning of the turnaround?
No. She's saying it now because she's saying, look, we lost already. Get over it. Let Obama drive this country into the dirt. You know, get, you know, let him do the price hike on the 1%, because this is the only way we're going to
get the house back.
You know. And she just told Sean Hannity last night, hey, get over it. It's over. We lost. We lost. Now they're saying that we're at the all-time low in unemployment. You know what the problem is, Lynn?
What?
The people ain't feeling it.
Right.
Because we still are.
They're
still
not saying
are.
It's the all-time low, is it?
Yeah, they're saying now, right now, in November, now it's the lowest it's been in 4 years, I should say.
Okay.
Because
during the Clinton years, we were booming.
No, yeah, but, hey, man, Clinton was getting his Peter sucked, and he was happy, and everybody else was happy. Maybe we should get some Peter sucking going on there. Maybe we should get some presidential Peter sucking. If anybody would like to be a presidential Peter sucker, please call
PBS
in the morning, 347-205-9366, or press the number 1. If you are interested in being a presidential Peter sucker to help us get this economy back on track, please call in. You will make everybody happy. Lynn, would you be happy if a presidential Peter sucker came in and helped suck the horror out of the economy and help pump
that would
up?
That would be excellent.
Robert, would you be happy with that?
Oh, yeah, babe.
Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, would you be happy with that?
Most definitely.
Hey, Chris, would you be happy with that?
It's unanimous.
Love in the air. let's celebrate our lives today.
I'm
tracycruze.com, or you can get it at iTunes. Great record. I have it on my iPad as well as in my as a CD. And
it's
I'm going
to
tell you,
related to Tom or Penelope?
I don't believe so. She's a and she's not a Love Me Long Time. She's a Filipino.
What is Penelope?
Penelope is a como se llama.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I say it's como, como se llama. I'm going to tell you who ain't happy. I'm going to tell you who's not happy.
Who is that?
Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom is not happy.
I knew he wasn't happy after she had the baby the first time and she wanted to go out and party with her friends.
Did she have a baby? No, she didn't have no baby, did she?
Yeah, I think she did.
No way.
I think you have a kid.
No, do he and Chloe have a kid? Do anybody know? I don't think they have a kid. Okay,
I don't keep up with the Kardashians, so I couldn't say.
Hey, Lynn, I don't either. It's hard to keep up with them. Them vaginas be everywhere.
Oh, okay.
I'm out of their league.
You know, there's a song that's going to be associated with their vagina coming in the new year. I heard they just licensed a song for the whole Kardashian clan, the females. Two places at the same time.
Didn't they say that mom messed with O.J. Simpson King?
Two faces
yeah.
and a behind.
Yeah.
Two faces and a
two
behind.
Faces and a behind. Okay, so is there a baby? Is there a baby between Chloe and Lamar?
I don't know. I think they did have one. I'm not for sure.
She's a fender pop. Okay. I'm just going, no baby. There's no
okay.
baby. Thank you, GGT. Right. I don't know who GGT is, but I think GGT is new. First time listener, it looks like. GGT, I hope you're not disgusted by this despicable show. Whatever, I don't know what we do here. Whatever it is, it ain't working. Well, it ain't got to be working because our numbers get bigger. Okay, so, but she is about to pop about, and she has no talent. Why in the hell do they, I'm going to tell you what the X Factor did by putting her on there. You know what they did?
What's that, King?
They made a damn show that I'm not. That it's an X on my show when that show come on. I turns the channel. I mean, between L.A. getting sugary by the moment, he should have theme music playing when he come on, and it should go. Whoa. Sweet thing. Gab said that she was struggling to have a baby. She know like I know, she going to be struggling to keep that baby in baby land. Because I'm going to tell you right now, she going to be a big helium balloon. And I know Lamar is mad. I know Lamar is mad because he's saying they fool.
Why is he mad?
Because she was thick, but she wasn't big thick yet. She was just thick thick. Now she big thick, and I know he in the room. He in the room pacing back and forth. Damn.
Hey, isn't LA married?
I'm talking about Lamar Odom.
Well, Lion, yeah, you know those NBA basketball players want those glamour girls, man, and she kind of went to the other end.
You need to just take her to practice with him.
Hey, you know something? I think I understand why she got put on X Factor. Because Lamar Odom wanted to get back as close to L.A. as he could possibly
be. No, he's with the Clippers.
He's with the Clippers. He's in L.A. Clippers.
He's with the Clippers?
Yeah.
But this is why Laker girl knows that I'm smart when it comes to this basketball thing. I told Laker girl that Andrew Bynum had little baby girl knees last year. Remember that? Do you guys remember me talking about it?
Yeah.
I said he had the little baby girl knees, the little sissy knees. And she was like, no, he doesn't. No, he's got the big, strong Superman knees. And I'm not going to do it. I don't agree with these kids. I'm sorry. I'm Laker girl. I don't agree. Well, you know what? You know what Laker girl saying now?
What's that?
You were right. He does have the little baby girl knees. I'm so glad we got rid of him. Okay. So then I said, Mike Brown got to go. No, Mike Brown's not going to go because we have a four-year agreement and the Lakers aren't going to do that. I said, 12 games. He's going to be out of there by 12 games. We called. Remember, Lynn? We called him. And you know what happened?
Out of there.
Get out.
By the 11th game.
She was out of there before the other. He was out there by game 5 or 6. Okay. So then I say, okay, now we're cooking with fish grease. Right? And I say, get Phil Jackson back. Now we're going to win. Now I know we're on our way to a championship game. A series, I mean, season. But who do we pick? Damn dummy. I mean, D'Antoni. But they equal the same thing. And I tell Laker girl, wrong coach. And Laker girl goes, no, right coach, I can't agree with you. I don't agree.
You know, how does Kobe feel?
Like I feel, but deep down inside, but he can't speak about it because he got to keep the team together. But you know what Laker girl said to me the other day?
What's that?
Because I told her, I said, D'Antoni is not the right coach for the Lakers. They're not going to go anywhere. He's a horrible coach. We have a better team on paper, but this is what happened, Lynn. You have a more competitive basketball league now. You have a more competitive NBA. So it's not going to just be somebody just running one team. Even the Miami Heat aren't going to just run over somebody this year and just, you know, because the top teams, there's not much that separate them, right? So the Lakers aren't going to just run over everybody. Nobody is. because you got five or six really strong teams that can be champions. Memphis, Oklahoma, San Antonio, Miami, you know, and then the Lakers are one of those teams too, but they're just not playing like it because they don't have the right coach. Because I don't care how good of players you have, if you don't have the right coach, that's why when we had Dale Harris, he had virtually the same team, especially the same starters that Phil Jackson had, but he couldn't turn them into a championship. Couldn't turn them. And so now here you go with D'Antoni, damn dummy is what I call it, because he's a damn dummy. His offense looked like some damn dummies. Just damn dummy. So damn dummy is riding this thing into the dirt. So, Lynn, so we got to call. So you know, I wrote John Black over with the
okay.
Lakers.
Okay.
Have him, ask him to be on the show, you know, and he sent me a letter back.
Okay.
I'm going to read it to you guys. I said, Mr. Black, I'm requesting an interview with you regarding Mike D'Antoni and the Lakers in the future. We are a morning show, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Kings in the Morning. We discuss many subjects, and the Lakers is a very hot topic. You can hear some of our archive shows at www.thejkingnetwork.com, or you can call me at blah, 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 blah. I hope to hear from you soon, J. King. So you know what he did, Lynn? He went and he listened to our shows, and this is
okay.
What he said. Jay, I'm going to have to decline. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Maybe I shouldn't have told him to listen to some of the archive shows. Maybe I should have just asked him to be on the show, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
So this is what I wrote him back. Let me find
out. Fuck you. Fuck you, buddy.
I said, why? Question mark, question mark, question mark. John, we need answers. And they say you are the man. Come on, it'll be fun. We're fun and funny. We're a funny group of guys who love the Lakers. And we're going to talk about them whether you're on the show or not anyway. So we're going to call the Lakers again today and see if we can get and see what we can do. If we can get John Black. I'm going to start calling him Black John. But before we do that, I'm going to call Sam over at ASSK Radio. That they simulcast our show, Lynn. And we're going to talk to him real quick and see what we got to do. Okay, hold on.
Go ahead, babe.
We still have diet water on sale at Domingo's.
How much is it? How much is it?
70 cents a quart.
The thing about these calls, Lynn, is that we don't have them planned, and that's what I like. So we don't know if this guy's going to pick up or not. If he picks up, great. If he doesn't, hey, we try.
Hi, you've reached Sam Smith. I'm not available right now, so at the tone, please leave your message, and I will get right back to you. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Sam, this is Jay King with Lynn Tolliver, Robert Redwine, and Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, and we're...
Kings in the Morning.
Kings in the Morning.
Kings in the Morning.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Yeah, we're Kings in the Morning. Hey, we were calling you to see if we were when we start simulcasting, if we already started over at ASSK Radio, and so we could let everybody know who you are. Call in, 347-205-9366, 347-205-9366, and press the number 1. Okay. Maybe he'll call in, Lynn. Let's see. Let's call Craig Noble.
See. We'll
Craig.
See.
Yeah.
He's on the same time as you, right? It's 9 o'clock there.
Yeah, he.
You know, it might have been a little early for the LA.
No, hey, little sapsucker, get up. I'm up, you up. That's why I should tell my.
What about the Lakers? What time does their office open? Because the games are late.
About 9:30. 9:30, we're going to call them.
Okay.
Because we want to get them on. We want to get them on like a barbecue neck bone. Hold on.
Hello? Yes? Yes? No, Robert is not here. He's drinking beer and wine at the same time. Getting his little funky buzz on.
Hello?
Hey, Craig, what's happening, man?
Who's this?
It's Jay.
It's Joe.
Who?
Jay.
Joe. Jay?
Yeah, man. We not. I'm.
Okay. Hold on, real quick, guys. Hold on. Hold on, real quick.
Okay.
Hey, we're getting put on hold.
Hey, shh. Hey, you guys. I'm gonna say I'm not on the show.
Okay.
Ba do ba do ba do ba ba do ba do ba do ba ba do ba do ba do.
Hey Jay.
Hey, what's happening, man? I'm playing some music right now.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing? So what we gonna do? So
basically, it's real simple, guys. You know, you guys have an hour show, right?
We're not on right now. I mean, you're on hold while we're playing music. It's just me and you.
No, okay, I understand that. Now, I'm not asking. I'm just saying you guys have an hour show, correct?
Right.
Okay. So basically what we would need you to do is give us 3 17-minute segments, okay, one with the intro.
No, hold on. We have a two-hour show.
You have a two-hour show? Okay. Then what you would do is that's 120 minutes, so you would give me 6 17-minute segments, you know, intro.
Hold
and
on.
Then
we're going to be live.
Okay. Well, then what we'd have to do is, let me see. I have to talk to Ken and figure out how we do the live show injection. But listen, Jay. The way our clock works is that every 20 minutes, it's 17 minutes of programming and then 3 minutes
of
ad.
But we'll do 3 minutes of ad. That's easy for us. TikTok.
Yeah, I know. Huh?
I said TikTok, nigga. We easy with that. That's just time. TikTok.
Okay. Right. I'm just trying to explain to you the way our clock works.
Okay,
because,
we're
on a computer clock.
That's why I'm TikToking with you. Yeah, we'll be right on time. We'll just know every 17 minutes we got to go to, you know, we got to go to either 3 1-minute ad or 6 50-second ads or one, you know, 2 minute and 30-second ad and the 30, you know, we just figure out the time.
Right. So I'd have to get Ken on who does the tech, you know, that does that, you know, but that's the way we break up our traffic in 17 minutes. And then 3 minutes, you know, of advertising each 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do then after the show, because I'm coming out of a music break. When I come to the show, I'll call you after the show. Me, you, and Lynn, we'll get on.
Okay.
You can tell me how powerful I am. Okay.
Okay.
All right, later.
All right. Bye.
Hello.
Cool.
I put the TikTok on you. Hey, I like when I get people. See, I'm just practicing, Lynn, right?
Yeah.
So when I really want to do something to him, you know, I could, because now he thinks that, you know, okay, they'll call me in the middle. You know, he Jay called in the middle of the show, but now we ain't necessarily on the air. You know, y'all want to call Angelo Ellerby?
Yeah.
Oh, Robert does.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Robert, I want you to ask Angelo out on a date.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Be convincing now.
Oh, yeah, babe.
The password is sex.
Oh.
Don't girl out on me.
All right.
Good afternoon. Double Exposure. I'm going to help you.
Yes, a very powerful person's on the phone. I'd like to speak to Mr. Ellerby, please.
Mr. Ellerby?
Yes, a very powerful, very strong, powerful man on the phone.
You know, and I know, and I feel that energy all the way over here on this side. But guess what?
What's
He's
that?
Not even in the office.
Where's he at?
Today. He's on a plane.
Where's he going?
Minnesota.
What are you doing? What's happening? Hold on. Why are you guys holding it back on me? What's happening?
He really did not want to do. You know how he is about traveling. So.
Yeah. Where's he going to Minnesota for it all?
To speak.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you can actually reach him on the cell phone. Give him about an hour or two.
Okay. You know what I did today?
What?
I cooked some. I just baked this chicken.
Mm. What time is it there?
9 o'clock.
And you cooking early this morning?
I bake in the morning. Baking in the morning.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
What's the weather like over there? This chicken.
Cold.
It's cold. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You always lived on the West Coast? You never lived on the East Coast?
Mm-hmm.
You never lived on the East Coast?
Mm-mm.
Poor thing.
Mm-hmm. I got an East Coast swing about me, though, don't I? Don't I? Don't lie.
You talk a lot of doo-doo. You know doo-doo's not the word I want to say, but I'm nice.
Well, say the word you want to say. I like that. I like that word.
Yes, you got an East Coast swing.
Oh, my.
Talk a lot of doo-doo.
Tell Mr. Ellaby to call me.
All right, will do.
Thank you.
And don't work too hard. Enjoy your day, too.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we got to call a little girl because she's holding.
Hey, you talk a lot of shit.
No, I talk a lot of doo-doo.
Hey, man, your conversation is doo-doo.
Hey, you guys, I'm going to tell you what y'all going to make me do. I'm going to tell you what y'all going to make me do-do. I'm going to tell you when y'all going to make me do-do.
Hey, Dad, can we take some real smelly dookie to the bank?
Oh, no, we. If we did that, everybody would be rich.
From WRLB, that's the world, and we got something funky down for ya, so get your toilet paper out, cause we gon' be here for a long time. The vibe is trippy, I'm feeling kinda jiggy, everybody's moving to the grave, my body's willing, my mind wants to sleep.
I don't care.
even take it like that.
And smile, Bumble.
And let that dookie get fat on my tracer booty. But yo, my business pattern is to show me the money. And I can show you the whoop-whoop. You like to take it. And I'm alone to thank. So here's a dookie from me, so you take it to the bank.
There's been a lot of faith. I what up of a trainer. Got inside the funk, said it was gal. I'm gonna put it on you. The funk nasty by time. We got the real to do so now, yo.
All in the fight, don't know how. How I'm gonna pay my rent.
something if you were surprising Jordan and you're calling her number and doesn't pick up?
Hi, it's Nikki and Jordan. Leave a message. Peace.
The tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's your pap. Okay, I'm going to try to call you on the cell. Hold on, let me see.
So she sees your number, see? And she knows it's you. Hey, I don't want to hear that shit he be telling me. Right now, I'm in the middle of talking to my best friend. So I'm going to pass on answering. You know why I called you? Yes, Papa.
That's where it is. Ignore.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Where's the little girl?
She's at home. She just called me. She's talking about she wants a fish sandwich. I'm out trying to get these screws and because she wants the lights on the tree, but the room I'm trying to put the tree in has no. We didn't have the adapter for these old walls, you know. Mm-hmm. So I promised her she'd have the lights on the tree. So I told her I had to go get some adapters.
Okay.
She ain't that, but she called me. Can I have a fish sandwich?
Oh, is she feeling better?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I'd say yeah. I mean, she'll be at school by Monday.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Say hi to everybody. You're on the show.
Hi, everybody.
Lynn,
hey, now.
Hello,
Lynn,
Nikki.
Notice how I didn't play that with Nikki, because Nikki might go into, you know, going something else on me.
Okay, well, do me a favor. Let me call you guys back, because I'm trying to get adapters to make sure our little girl has a tree that's, you know, lighting tonight, because she's all about the elf and the tree right now. So I'll call you guys back.
Okay, you know what?
What?
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. Cause it could happen to you.
Right on.
Don't count stars or else you'll tumble.
Yeah.
Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you.
You know what?
All I did was wonder how his arms could be. And then it happened to me. Yes, it did. Come on, Kevin.
From the Live in Switzerland. Now, she's got a couple of Live in Switzerland CDs that we did. This one, is, if you get it from iTunes, this is the one with her. It's like from the 30s. She's got a cigarette in her mouth, like a Marilyn Monroe kind of picture. Her hair is curling. She's got a cigarette in her mouth, and her head is, that's the album that it's from. And that was Nikki that was on the phone, Nikki Harris, who is also my daughter, Jordan's mother, who's a wonderful mother, by the way, outstanding mother.
What?
And that's why we have such a happy little girl.
You
gotta
fly
and people got to realize, Lynn, that if your kid is troubled, if your kid is having troubles, it has a lot to do with you. I'm sorry, as a parent, parenting is important. You know, especially with young kids. You know, parenting is important to them. You know, they have to know you love them. They have to know that you're there for them. You got to be there to really you know, to see them through the whole gamut.
Hey, what else are you doing now?
I was Glenn, this chicken's so damn good.
You're
this chicken is
and doing the show.
Oh my god, this chicken! But you know what? But the difference between me and Robert is you couldn't even tell I was eating, could you?
No.
You couldn't tell I was eating.
No.
Okay, now, Lynn, listen to this. Three men looking for clothes stolen from an Antioch apartment complex laundry room shot and killed a man who wasn't even involved in the theft. Boise Alexander Dugan and Jeremy Mark Griffin, both 24, and John 2 Felix Hines, 28, have each been arrested and charged with murder and assault with a firearm and a November 14 slaying of Juan Jose Hernandez. Griffin, who lives in Oakley, was also charged by Contra Costa County prosecutors for being a felon in possession of a gun and dissuading a witness. He and Dugan, a Concord resident, are also being held on alleged parole violations. The incident began when Griffin, Dugan, and a third person found their clothes were missing from a laundry room at a Delta Pines apartment complex at 2301 Sycamore Drive. Griffin, Dugan, and Hines, an Antioch resident, then went to a unit where they believed the thief was staying. There were multiple people inside the apartment at the time, which included the victim, who had nothing to do with the theft or the laundry. An argument erupted, during which Hernandez was shot dead. He was shot dead over laundry, and he had nothing to do with it. And now,
that's horrendous.
Now you're going to do the rest of your life.
Wow.
What's wrong with these Folio Iglesias?
Hey, do ants do this? Go into a laundromat and shoot somebody and shit?
No.
Do rabbits do it?
No.
Do eagles, like, you know, get into an argument and then shoot each other or stab each other?
No. And then Brown Beef, he said, no, ants work together.
They do. And hey,
they do.
How much they work together. If you're one of those assholes that take lighter fluid and spray it, you know, and then set them afire in that little line that they're in. Check in a couple of days, there's another line right there.
Yep.
If there's some food to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and if one ant is having a baby and it ain't the baby with the father ant that it's supposed to be, does that father ant go on the Maury show to find out if, the, you know, you are not
you
the
are
ant
not
father?
The...
Yeah.
Or they're just like this. Hey, you got a baby. Hey, it's not yours. Okay, so what? You know, I still got that chunk of food on my back. I got.
But I wonder. But look, we're not. But what if they did? What if my aunt girl. I'm an aunt. You an aunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
My aunt girl is with me, and then one day she out working, and then you guys just happen to do a little aunt dance, right?
Yeah.
And next thing I know, here come a little baby aunt. And it had a little baby aunt. Now, this nigga looking like a little bit like you, right?
Right.
But you look a little bit like me, right?
Yeah, because all aunts look alike. Unlike niggas.
Brown Beasley said, ignorant means ignoring the ant.
Ignorant.
Oh, Brown Beasley, you add so much to this show. You don't know how much I enjoy when you're in this chat.
Ignorant.
Now, Lynn, remember when we were saying that boys and girls are different, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to the sex thing.
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking about molestation like in the Sandusky thing, but we're talking about how nasty boys can be automatically, right? And remember we talked about, you know, boys wanted to give up their hind parts, you know, because they little sugar loafs. And I ain't got nothing.
Sugar loaf.
I ain't got, you know, I don't have nothing against sugar loafs. Sugar loafing. I'm just not a sugar loaf. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody wants the sugar loaf, that's their sugar business. It's just, you know, they can make sweet tea for all I care. Hold on 1 second. I'm getting a call. Sharif Muhammad. Sharif Muhammad.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's happening? Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I was checking out your show, man. Y'all a funky stank, man.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Don't just blow me off like that, man.
All right, no, because I don't want to drive. You know, I don't really like to drive. So, Sharif,
what's that got to do with anything? You driving.
Sharif is taking me to this meeting. Anyway, so, I'm not against Sugarloaf City, you know. And, you know, so I don't care what Sugarloaf do. You know, they can Sugarloaf. What I do care about is this, though. You know, anything that's, you know, like, you know, if there's some type of a violation of a kid, like with Sandusky. So, you know, you guys know, I say Elmo didn't do anything wrong because these were some nasty boys that was on a nasty gay chat line chatting with each other. And they chose to give up their hind parts to Elmo. You know, they chose to go see him. They were 16.
Yeah.
You know, and they was all, and it ain't like he busted open the hind parts. Them hind parts had already been busted open.
Yeah.
So you can't get mad at him because some boys wanted Elmo to bust open the hind parts. But when a teacher pleads guilty to having sex with a 14-year-old girl, that's when we go crazy.
Yeah.
That's when we have a problem.
That happened again?
A Los Angeles school teacher who led police on a wild freeway chase, including a dramatic pickup truck plunge over an embankment, has pleaded guilty to having sex with a 14-year-old girl and evading officers. Now, this little 51-year-old sapsucker, Kip Richard Arnold, pleaded guilty on Monday to two felonies. He will be sentenced on December 17th. Police were chasing Arnold's pickup truck in July when the truck swerved over an embankment in Rolling Hills Estates and crashed into a tree 70 feet below. Arnold was a physical education teacher at Southeast Middle School in Southgate. So, but I just want you guys to know, see, now he got to go to jail because you guys know that we are, that it's different for us. It's different when it's a girl versus when it's some nasty-ass boys who did it to Elmo, and they're going to mess up the Elmo voice if we don't stick together and say we want Elmo.
Yeah.
But we got to call Sesame Street again. 206-778, who's calling?
It's Reggie Rogers.
Reggie called
him. What's up, Reggie? What's up, Reggie? This is Red Wine. This is Red Wine, Reggie.
How you doing, bro?
How you doing, buddy?
Who is this? Reggie, do you know Red Wine? Do you know who that is?
We went to UW together.
He don't know yeah. You. Did you see, Robert, he don't know you.
Reggie, do you know me, man?
Yeah, I know you, man.
What's up, you know what?
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Now, man, Reggie Rogers is a professional football player, played for Detroit. also played at UW. His brother is Donald Rogers, who played at UCLA. And also, I believe, was it the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
That was, you know, for your team.
Well, when did you play for the Browns, man?
No, he played for Detroit.
Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so
you
Reggie.
For Detroit. I lived in Detroit, too, so.
Yeah, I look at him, too, now.
No, he said he lived in Detroit. So what years did you play in Detroit, Reggie?
I played in Detroit in 87 to 88. Then after that, I went to Buffalo. And then I played Tampa Bay. And then I went up and played in Canada. I retired in 97. The blessing was that I was able to walk away from the game. I quit. I was done. I had enough. I had too many surgeries. And it's just, I walked away. The blessing to the whole thing was I got my retirement. I actually got totally disabled from football. That's why I just woke up.
Yeah, Reggie was a first-round pick.
Yeah, first-round draft pick. Right now, I'm just raising these babies. I got six kids, and all of them are doing well. I had three graduate from college last year, two of them teaching. Little Reggie graduated from Washington State this year. Next year, he's going to grad school. And I have Isaiah. Well, that's three. Isaiah is my youngest boy, and he's playing football, and he's a champ. And I got a little girl, her name is Jackie. She's named after my sister. She's a disabled child. But the last 3 years running, she got the sign language award from the president for the state of Washington. Yeah. So,
now your son that's playing football, is he a big guy like you?
Man, this cat is all up. I'm 6'7", and he's up to my shoulder right now. And he's only 14.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
He's supposed to be like 7 foot, man. The blessing to that, because when he first started out, he was not doing too well in school. You know, and my mom was a teacher, and we all did well in school. And so I had to get on this cat about that, right? So what I did was, I did what my mom did to me. My mom used to get me a toy every Friday if I did good on my test when I was at Fairbanks Elementary School in Sacramento. So I did the same thing to my boy. I went and got him a toy every Friday. And this cat, when he got, like, when he didn't do that well, I didn't get the toy. The same thing my mom did to me. Like, the toy had a piece. That didn't need A's from me. And the blessing to that, man, is now this cat, man, is doing so well in school. But I do like my dad. My dad was a garbage man. And my dad used to go to work at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And but he would be off like 1, because my dad used to run his routes. And he would be off like 1. And then he would like be at Fairbanks. Y'all know what Fairbanks is, right, Jay? In Sacramento, our elementary.
Yeah, because, Lynn, now one thing that we all got in common, me, Johnny, and Reggie, is we all grew up in North Sacramento, Del Paso Heights, Strawberry Manors.
Okay, you who in the, and Reggie, who'd you say in the middle?
Me, Graham Cracker.
Okay. Hey, sorry, Red Wine, you left out, baby. You left out.
Yeah, but being
no,
Red Jeff
Wine wasn't, Red Wine didn't, first of all, you see the hesitation in Reggie's voice when he had to say he knew Red Wine? He was like, damn, yeah, I knew the nigga. Damn, yeah, I know the nigga.
Man, Reggie's my homie. That's my homeboy right there.
I know. Yeah, no. He's your homeboy. You're not his. And go ahead with the story, Reggie. Continue on. So your son is doing good. So tell us, finish telling us.
So I do the same thing like with the toy. For my son, man, but I mean he's doing great. But also, I do like I was saying, I do like my dad do. I pop up on this cat, you know, at his school, and sometimes I'm like a class behind him, but I go talk to every one of his teachers, you know. And yeah, he's doing good. I'm so proud of him, man. I'm so proud of myself, man, because I was watching a thing the other day on ESPN. It was about Barry Sanders, and I know Barry Sanders really well. You know, we used to play together, you know. And he was talking about his kids, but he said something that kind of threw me. He was like, well, I'm not like my dad. When it comes to his kids, he was saying his dad is better than him and what he's doing in regards to his kids. And I was thinking, my dad, I just left Sacramento saying him. He was a great dad, but in regards to my kids, I'm doing everything just a little different than what he did.
That's right. You're doing it because we're supposed to get better. That's what our parents
do.
Yeah.
Like I tell my kids all the time, I want you to be better than me. I want you to be
right.
You know what I mean? I talk to my girls, you know what I'm saying? And I tell them, I said, you know what? I had a conversation with my daughter. She's a teacher. And she was dressing like a 23-year-old girl dresses, right? But I was like, baby, you know what? Your grandma was a teacher. We go up there and mess with them kids. You can't dress like that.
Right.
So I went out and took her to the mall, and we bought clothes for my baby. I said, daddy gonna get you 3 outfits a month. You know what I mean? For the next 9 months. But you gotta dress like grandma dressing.
Dad, you gotta dress like you a teacher.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me bring somebody else in here real quick. This is my main man. This is Dotsky.
Larsky, what's up, baby? Johnny Graham, Cracker Jarvis, holla, what's happening, y'all?
What's up with you, Houston?
Oh, just another day in paradise with no palm trees. Where you at, Robert Red Wine?
What's up, BS?
High fives and fist bumps. The last but certainly not least, the cussing preacher, Lily Lee.
Hey, man, where the fuck you been? You said you're supposed to spend the whole day with us. You said, hey, this coming Friday, motherfuckers, I'm going to spend the whole motherfucking day with you kids in the motherfucking morning. And then you come in the last 20 fucking minutes.
And I found her, brother. I got called into a meeting, but I promise you, Monday, I am in the hizzy the whole show, baby. Yeah.
And Jay, now we got a special guest on. We got Reggie Rogers, professional ball player, but, you know, he grew up with us. He grew up in my neighborhood.
Uh-oh, what's up, Reg? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
When the last time you slam dunk, bro?
Football. They don't slam dunk in football.
He played basketball, too.
I played basketball in college. I went to school in basketball, so I could switch over and play football.
Is that what happened, okay, Reggie?
When I was a junior. But when I played basketball, I was Pac-10 freshman of the year, all West Coast. So I can do that, too. Actually, my first love is basketball.
Well, let's say he scored a touchdown.
He was a defensive monster.
Yeah, monster.
Reggie Rogers, go Google Reggie Rogers, you guys. Reggie Rogers, you know, one thing about the Rogers family, Reggie, Donald, Jackie, all of them were athletes. Their sister Jackie was an incredible athlete. They were just extraordinary talents, even as young folk, even in, you know, when we were in junior high school, elementary school, junior high school, just extraordinary talent. You knew that greatness was upon them from the time we were young. You know, it was incredible to watch. Hey, Herschel, tell me what the show is. I believe today on the basement at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the J. King Network, they're going to have somebody from the Ohio Players on the basement. So some of the members of the Ohio Players are going to be on the basement today from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then right after them, you have Johnny Graham Cracker Davis with the Honeycomb Hideout. Johnny, what you doing today?
Oh, I got the scat for him today. I'm going old school jazz.
Okay.
Scat.
And that's from 6 to 7 with Johnny Graham Cracker Davis. And then from 7 to 9 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, you guys know we have the Friday Night Fever with Gail Smith Harris. It's going to be Gail Smith Harris Tolliver. You know, she's Jamaican when it comes to the name. We don't know who she's going to be with next week. Dr. Princess Odelia, Queen of the Parasites, Muhammad Ali, Run DMC has just joined the show. Dr. Princess, how are you? Now, you know what I don't like? See, this is where the doc really blow it with me, Jay.
I know, man.
I can. Now, she calls into the show, right?
I know.
And then she goes to her other line.
I know.
Instead of her taking herself out the queue, you know.
I know.
And she knows when she goes to the other line, because anybody who talks to the doc knows she talks more than everybody in the world combined. She on the other line right now talking about, you know what? You know what? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. OMG. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
See, there
guys.
It is. Oh, no.
Anyway.
Doc, why would you come on my show,
mm-hmm.
On our show, on Kings in the Morning, and then put us on hold?
Yeah.
We try to take sitting over. On hold for a while. No, I was sitting on hold for a while, and then I'm in my office until someone walked in. So that's why I had to put you guys on hold.
And so you didn't know to take yourself out the queue?
Yeah, well.
Because it happened so suddenly.
Yeah.
No, Jay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Jay. Oh, my God, let's do the damn thing. No, Jay. No.
Do the damn thing. Darn thing. It's darn thing. Darn. She didn't say damn. She's a darn.
Yeah, you got to say darn thing.
Hey, Dr. Princeville, do you? You don't use profanity, do you?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she does.
That said it all right there.
And she say nigga really good, but not better than me.
I'm
the best
wearing,
nigga
Doc?
Say I know.
What are you wearing?
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Big Red. Hey.
Uh-huh.
When I came on the show, y'all was talking about Arnold. I thought Arnold was a pig.
Who?
Arnold. Y'all was talking about some guy named Arnold. I thought Arnold was a pig. When I first came on, I was listening in. She was talking about some guy from L.A. named Arnold.
Oh, no.
I thought Arnold was a damn pig.
Well, you know, I'm gonna tell you something. He was a pig, Arnold. Yeah, Arnold was chasing. He doing nasty things to little girls. See, what happened was this, Reggie.
Okay.
We were talking about a few weeks ago about Elmo doing it to the boys in the booty, right?
Right.
So we don't have a problem with Elmo getting somebody's hind parts that want their hind parts gotten.
Mm.
Them boys was on gay chat lines. And they wanted somebody to get their hind parts. They was old enough to say, somebody get off in these hind parts. I done let somebody dig off in them already before. So we don't care about that. Now, when it's little kids, because boys and girls are different. Boys are nasty little sapsuckers. We all know it because we all boys. We know that we wanted to do it to our first grade teacher.
Nasty.
I know I wanted to do it to Miss Jackson because, man, I used to see Miss Jackson, my little pee-pee just stand up.
You're here.
So when boys do nasty stuff,
nasty.
You know, I don't worry about it. But when boys do nasty stuff to little girls, when old men do that, you know, like if Reggie, let me ask you a question. Do you think your teacher should get in trouble if you was like 15 years old and your female teacher wanted to give you a little vagina pie?
I tell you what, I wouldn't tell no motherfucker about it.
Hey, now, Lynn, I'm going to tell you, now we in documentary mode right now. So you know when somebody is black for real, because you know what Reggie said? He said, I wouldn't tell no motherfucking body.
Hey, check this out. Check this out. I would say to the teacher, hey, you better not tell anybody else because you blowing it for the both of us.
I know. And don't tell my mama because she was 6'2". Don't tell my mama. She was bad.
And see, so for boys, we're cool with it. But when it comes to girls, it's not. It's not cool.
No.
So what this dude did to the girl, he was a pig. That's why his ass is going to be in jail, because if you do something to my little girl, I got to kill you. But if my boy came home and said, Dad, I hit the teacher, I'd be like, you're a bad Mickey Ficky.
Yeah, babe.
Oh, what you got to say, Dr. Princess? I hear you. What you got to say?
Because that's just double standard.
Yeah, and we
know,
got a double standard, Doctor. Edit.
Hey, listen here, Red Wine.
What's baby? What's going on, baby? What's up, Sugar Loaf?
It's been a long time since you and I have talked.
Okay.
So I think it's safe for me to say that you have no right to get out of line with me today. Thank you.
Edit. Hey, congrats you upside your face, Red Wine.
Hello,
don't worry about it.
Hello, Jay.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Thanks for having my back, Johnny.
It's Jay Rowell, not Jay Real. Get it right.
Callie Wood said Jay Real.
I don't give a damn.
Jay
Rowell. Callie Wood. Get her ass right. Name ain't no damn Cali Wood. Let me tell you something, Robert Redwine. You don't have to worry about that, man, because Dr. Prince, I think you're getting ding dong sandwiches. She ain't got nothing to do with you.
Hey, you know how she started getting a little ding dong sandwich? You know how she calmed down a little bit?
Yeah.
It's like a, you know, it's like a dog when a male dog finally gets some. You know, he ain't jumping all around, you know. That little ding dong sandwich to put the, you know, and he every now and then he probably pop upside the head with it. Sit your ass down.
Well, you know she needed an extra half hour last night.
Did she try to go over?
Hold on.
Hey, Reggie, somebody want to say hi to you. Daryl, you there?
Oh, and hi, Reggie.
How you doing?
Hello.
Reggie.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Yeah. What's going on? Who this?
That is Daryl Plowden.
What?
How you doing?
Daryl, man, I'm great. Fam, check this out. When I was at home, I came by your house like, Bob's house like 3 or 4 times. I was trying to find you, bro.
I'm going to make sure that you guys get each other's number. I'll make sure once the show's over with that you guys got each other's number.
Yeah, okay.
Now, do you know Reggie? Because you said, hey, Reggie, Dr. Princess, like you knew him.
No.
You want to give him some, King Jay?
Just stop being disrespectful, Red Wine.
Reggie will pound you down to the ground.
Oh, Robert.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
All right, you guys, hey, we got to pray real quick.
Yeah, we
got to pray. Doc, I like the new calm voice you got now. I want to see, you know, I know one thing. I think I'm gonna call it the DDS effect. That's what I'm gonna call it.
What are you laughing? Why are you laughing, J-Real?
Because the DDS effect is the ding dong sandwich effect. Let's pray.
Father, forgive me for the wrong I've done, and for those who want forgiveness but won't even ask in silence, wherever they are, forgive them too. Help them and me come to terms with anything we've done that has stopped us from being positive, whether intentional, accidental, or in the heat of the moment. As we seek our flesh pleasures and evil thoughts, because even some of the best of us have had wicked thoughts or devilish proportions, we make mistakes and stray away from the right and the good. Knowing personally how hard it is to forgive someone, I know it's easy for you. You died for our sins, Jesus. But heal us inside. Complete us in your spirit and turn us true to ourselves and you. Amen.
Amen. Don't forget to tune in tonight, you guys, to The Basement, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the JK Network with members of the Ohio Players are going to be on live with them. And then right after that, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis with his Hour of Scatting from 6 to 7 p.m. And then I don't know what Gail is talking about, but it's going to be something kind of juicy. I know that. She always has a juicy subject going on. Lynn Tolliver, what are you guys doing this weekend on Saturday?
We're talking about gun control because what's that guy's name? Bob Costas. I think it's Bob Costas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He mentioned a couple of things, and, you know, Javon, whatever his last
name,
Javon Shelton, I think his name is. Yeah, you know, there's been a couple of murders with guns and stuff, so we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about, part two of the alternative lifestyle with C.C. McPherson.
Okay, and what about you, Darchkin? What you talking about this weekend?
Well, man, on Saturday, man, we're talking about, man, how has social media changed your life, Princess Apollonia? That's what we're talking about Saturday, so I just want to let you know that, since you're messing up people's names, Alpha.
And, you know, my show on Sunday, you guys, at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, is what it means to get out of your own way. So a lot of you all, you know, you guys wonder why you can't make it, you know, to that next level, and a lot of it has to do with a lot of the hating going on, a lot of the a lot of the issues that are in front of you that you think that people impose on you And the one person that's imposing most of those things on you is yourself, and we're going to talk about those, how you take old baggage that you can't shake and you keep bringing it right back in your life again, and just things like that. How to get out of your own way and what it means to do that Sunday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the way. I see it with Jay King. And then on Saturday, I believe, from 5 to 7 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, Rodney Jackson, the Rodney Jackson Show. I don't know what he's discussing, but it's always a great subject, and it's always dealing with communication. Go ahead, doctor.
There it is.
I
so apologize.
That
came out
before
you. I didn't want him to say the show was over, and I didn't get a chance to say. I want people to listen to Ladies First Radio tonight.
Oh, what time?
Because at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Are you going to be on there?
I'm always. It's the late. You know what? He said that.
Johnny Graham Cracker Davis. J-Row,
yes,
Delia told me to say hello to you. She just sent me a text. Said, tell J-Row I said hello.
Okay.
Hey, Jay.
Yes.
What's going on, Big Red?
Huh?
This Big Ridge. Hey, Kalo.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on? Hey, Jay King, this is my friend Kalo, man. He just called me on the phone, so I three-wayed him. But he's a good friend of mine, a lovely person, man. And listen, I've been knowing this cat since I got here at the University of Washington. But I just wanted him to say a little something. Hey, Kalo, we on Jay King Network, man, a friend of mine from the home. He was Club Nouveau, one of the persons when I told you, you told me I didn't know him. he sang the song, what was the song? It was How Did Rumors Get Started.
How do
rumors
get started?
Yeah, my boy from the house. See, I know him. I ate a sandwich at his house. His mom made it. I knew him.
Yeah. We are cousins. Hey, if you lived in the Heights, if you lived in the Heights at that time, everybody in the Heights, Daryl Plowden, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Reggie, we all cousins. Ference, you know, if somebody said, man, you got a cousin named Ference Lang, I'm going to say, yeah, that's my cousin. You know, if somebody said, is Reggie Rogers your cousin? I'm like, yeah, that's my cousin.
For sure. You already know. And the great thing about us and Johnny, and you and Jay, y'all know that if we went to a house party on the other side of town, what we say, the Hikes, everybody say we in here.
That's right. We in here.
So everybody knew we was there. So if something happened, we started looking for each other.
Oh yeah. That's right. Where's the doc at? Jay, dark skin.
Yes.
See, we're going to have to let – I'm going to tell you something about – see, I'm going to have to come on the network and shut Dr. Princess down. I didn't know that her ass is going overtime into Eric McAllister's show. See, Eric McAllister better learn how to go in and end her episode and start his because that's what I do. Because one day when I was on
– I had to do that.
Yeah. One day I was listening to the show, and I'm like, her ass is gonna go over. I politely pressed a button and ended her episode.
Sorry,
watch what happened next.
Light skin, I'm sorry, man, for bringing all this to the network, man. I'm sorry, light skin.
Holly's
I apologize.
Hooligan.
I ball the sword, man.
I met all these hooligans. I don't understand you, dark skin. I thought we was down like that. And
I'm
you
sorry.
Bring all these
I'm
damn
sorry.
Hooligans to the.
Yeah, you caught her, dark skin. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll fall on the sword, brothers. I'm sorry. I'll go out and do some push ups after the show.
Hey, you guys, my name is Jay King with Lynn Tolliver, Robert Redwine, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, and Dark Skin. Light Skin. Telling you guys to get busy living because you're going to have enough time dying. Hey, go get it. Whatever it is yours. Start your day with a smile, with some energy, with some focus. We're out of here.
Kings and Morning, your favorite Block Talk radio show.